The Sanderson Pens podcast episode 266 for Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear the joke about the mathematician who was afraid of negative numbers?
No.
He'll stop at nothing to avoid them.
You know, the funniest part about your jokes is watching you crack yourself
up. I know. It's a good joke. It's a good mathematician joke. Anyway, thanks for joining us. Here we are. Most people like your reaction. They really honestly think it's a funny joke, but, you know, anyway. We got some
really?
I know. You have your fans. I have mine. Whatever.
I don't have fans. I have friends.
I know.
And people who don't like your jokes. That's the funniest part, is that you think they're funny and you crack yourself up. I think it's funnier what goes on behind the scenes. So, audience, Justin Timberlake, NSYNC or Backstreet Boys? Go. It should be a question of the week.
Anyway, we have some new stuff to talk about this week.
We do. We do.
Stuff that's coming, stuff that's here, mostly stuff that's coming.
Which is funny, because you don't usually like to talk about these
things. Not usually, but I'd like to make sure I have it in hand. But the news was broken early, was it last month? Sailor, the next edition.
Whoop, my ears perked up. Sailor, hello.
In the Sky Earth series, the newest edition, the Sailor Ocean Pro Gear.
Gorgeous. Oh my God.
What'd you call this? It's like a teal version of the Earth.
It's sort of like an opaque teal. It's definitely not transparent. It's definitely not solid or matte. Mm-hmm. It's like the Earth. It's just kind of opaque.
But it's teal.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Nice.
It's a gorgeous, deep, rich. I think of it as a fall color. Not like a spring green kind of thing. Yeah. But it's so pretty. Yeah. I know. I totally. And are they coming in standard? In slim?
Pro Gear Slim?
Yes.
Full size Pro Gear. And Pro Gear King of Pen.
Yeah, way too big for me.
Rhodium trim.
They're gorgeous.
The pictures never do them justice. We haven't seen one in person yet, but...
give it time.
Summer...
And you're going to have to wrestle that out of my hand.
I know, I'm getting two.
What?
ETA is
two?
Summer... Well, I always get two.
No, you don't.
I get a Pro Gear, and then I get a King of Pen. Because I have one of each of the other two, so... I get a Pro Gear.
Let's break that habit.
I get a Pro Gear now, and then I get a King of Pen, like for New Year's.
Christmas.
Anyway, Christmas, whatever. You want to give it to me early, that's fine.
No.
Expected ETA summer this year, maybe June, but we don't know. So there were some European vendors who leaked it last month or 2 months ago.
They ruined it.
They weren't even supposed to have the information, but they were saying sometime in summer, and that's what we're sticking with.
It's pretty. It's
nice,
really
nice
pretty.
Looking pen. I think it's gonna do well. But similar, I think it looks like it's gonna be similar to Earth. You know, maybe the top of the cap, part of the section, the bottom of the barrel is gonna be a little bit transparent.
That color's gorgeous.
It's a nice looking color. I'm excited. It's gonna be nice. So that's coming. I can't wait to put my hands on that. But next up.
Yes.
Some new leather products.
Franklin Christoph leather pen cases. Scott and the gang do such a beautiful job. These are nice, thick, nice quality. Definitely big enough.
Oh, yeah. It'll fit big pens in there.
All right.
So there's a 149. Yep. So black. And what would you call this? A dark brown?
Yep, dark brown.
And they all have kind of like an ivory stitching on them?
Yeah, it's a pretty, a nice, pretty pen case.
And they're firm.
They are.
They're hard.
They're hard like a Visconti case is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that this loosens up a little. But, you know, I'm not a huge fan of super soft cases. I always worry that if I'm going to put an expensive pen in there, and I think expensive pens should be protected. That's just me. You want it to be a little bit thicker, a little bit firmer.
A little bit of stiffener in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
But it's 1, 2, 3, and 6 pen cases, and the 6 pen has a magnet. So that's pretty cool. Instead of, it used to be they have a little
flap.
Little lock.
Yeah.
latch there or something.
Yeah, this is nice.
It snaps into place. But these, the magnets are integrated, so you don't have to worry about it lining up. Yep. It just closes.
Franklin Christoph logo on the back. I love that they do that really discreetly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've always made nice leather products. Brian and I have each had their 13 Pen Folio and a couple others.
That's what I carry with me every day. I have a 13 in my bag. So, but these are nice, smooth, soft, black and brown. These cases are great. They're just they're super. They're well made. 1, 2, 3, and 6. Very excited, and they're not terribly expensive.
I like that the brown is definitely brown,
like
not
a chocolate.
Black.
You don't like a chocolate.
Like dark chocolate.
Sort of. Yeah.
85% as opposed to 78%.
Yeah, maybe.
We're on a chocolate thing right now. That's our.
Who isn't on a chocolate
keto thing? Dessert? Yeah. One square of chocolate. New Franklin Christoph leather and just the same quality you've come to expect from Franklin Christoph and a better price.
Yeah, very reasonable price. Really excited. You know, sometimes you just need a one pen case and you want to, for a particular pen or.
A one pen.
Well, you know, sometimes you do.
Sometimes you need more.
That's my point exactly. So Franklin Christoph pen cases, those are exciting. Those are coming. And last but not least this week, we have some new paper coming.
Yes, super excited. It's not here yet, which again is just weird.
Should be this afternoon.
Okay. That's why you're talking
Midori.
About it. Midori cotton in A4 and A5.
And what does that look like?
Well, it's similar to this.
So a cream. They're going to have a cream. Yep.
And this is what Chris used for, I think, a Mr. Paper video.
Yep.
But, you know, the same gorgeous Midori cotton.
Yeah, the only thing that's bleeding through is Sharpie, and that always bleeds through on those, yeah. Even an ink swab, you can barely see, you know. That's awesome. Japanese paper is just amazing.
Oh, and this is on the backside. Yep. But beautiful, beautiful stuff. I have a confession to make.
You're going to get one?
I haven't tried any of the Midori.
Well, they're pads, which is nice, so there's no cover.
Right.
And it's bound on the top, so I think that's going to come in handy. You want a little better quality, you know, similar to your Rhodia or something. You want a better quality notepad. Now you've got a Midori option.
Yep.
So blank only for now. So A4 and A5, cream and cotton. So.
Okay. So which one do I want?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I might do the cream. I don't know.
We haven't been home much. I haven't been down in the store to play with paper much. I think the last thing I've been using was my Mont Blanc notebook, which
that's nice.
I really
Mont Blanc makes nice paper.
I really like it. I was, I guess, surprised in a way because Mont Blanc is known for their pens, their ink, their beautiful leather products.
Yep.
We should go to the Mont Blanc boutique. They have this really pretty indigo leather.
They do. Yes, it's several thousand dollars though.
I can touch it. I can play with it. I just want to feel it. The Mont Blanc paper, the notebooks are really nice.
I like the covers, too. The covers are a little bit flexible.
Yes, yes. But not too much. The paper's great. I've got, I don't remember what size, but it's.
You've got the 146 size, I think.
Yeah, it's green. It's like a bright, rich green. It's
nice
really
colors. Yeah, they're nice. So surprisingly good. Other news. Chicago updates. We're getting closer.
Oh, my God. You know, I think when we started this project, we should have gotten an apartment.
Probably.
Because we're down there a lot. Only home for a day or two each week right now. And training for staff starts this week. And next week, we're not officially open yet.
If you happen to be in the area...
You're welcome to be a guinea pig and let us practice on you. It's beautiful. We've got, what do we have in there that's new? I mean, all the retros there, the Schaefer, the Visconti.
Leuchtturm.
Paper Blanks, Rhodey and Execlair with more coming. Pilot should be there the end of this week or super early next week.
New stuff coming in every day.
All the time.
Every day. So
it's really
new Lamy display came in last week, which was really
it's
awesome.
So cool. It's a Lamy Lux display. Mm-hmm. that stands up. And
I love how it slides down.
Typical German engineering.
It's really cool.
It's so cool.
It holds like 80 of those Lux
72.
Tubes. No, it holds 80. It holds 80.
Because the catalog said 72.
Okay. It's 80 though, but.
So the tubes stick in.
At an angle.
At an angle. And then there's a tray at the bottom and there are slots that you can stand a pen in. But it's just really cool. And then the backside is a big giant poster.
It's about what, 4.5 feet tall? 5 feet tall?
It's taller than me. It's five and a half.
Something like that. I should know this.
You should know this. So it's about five and a half
feet. Just the right height.
Oh my God. 5.5 feet tall. But the poster will face out to the hallway and the rest of the display face into the store. So we got the display, but not the product yet. But I can't wait to put all the tubes in there.
You put the key in, and then the whole glass front slides down.
Yeah.
So you can get at the pens. So
I know. We're totally geeking out over this display.
It's a cool display. You know, it's black, and it matches all the rest of the interior. Yep. We're going to have some pictures up on the Chicago website this week, hopefully. So it's coming along.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
We have our staff, and we've confirmed with everybody because some of them were hired several weeks ago. So they're all still coming. They're all still excited. I can't wait to see everybody again. So
it's gonna be good. It's coming together. So
can we move?
No.
Okay. Can I move?
No.
Okay.
That was a trick question, wasn't it? So
no.
In fact, I know there's somebody has already inquired who's actually in Chicago this weekend, and he wants to stop on by. So if you're in the neighborhood and you want to stop on by.
Our first guinea pig.
You know, just send us a message and let us know you're going to be, because sometimes we do leave the store and we lock it, obviously, when we're not there. So, but we're there most of the day from, we'll have Chris, our manager, with us this week. So
yes.
The store should be, the door should be unlocked. But the signage goes up this week. They took off
the outer skins
off the window. So
and
now
then the inner one.
You can see inside.
Which is, I got to tell you, it's a little scary. It was a little less scary when there was some privacy film up. And now that's all gone. And so people can look in and we can see them. And it really makes it feel real. And in some ways, it's a little terrifying that it's... it's good. It's really awesome, but it's a little scary that it's actually like going to happen. Because we have so many other projects to do after this is launched. So
so that's cool. The signage is going to be awesome when it goes up.
Yeah,
totally stoked about that. So that's it for this week and on Chicago. We have a question of the week.
We do. We found a new restaurant in Chicago. Miller's is back open, which is super exciting.
Absolutely.
And we found a new place also around the corner. Kind of
good little lunch.
You know, if you could go through Miller's, through the building, that's kind of where Beef and Brandy is.
Okay.
We only had the beef, not the brandy.
So
I'm sad. All right, question of the week.
Drum roll. My answer, I'm answering this, I guess.
You are. All right, what are iron gall inks? Are they safe to use with or in fountain pens?
Sure.
Go.
Okay. Iron gall inks made from iron salts and vegetable sources.
Okay.
They.
With tannic acid.
Yes. Yes. They're more permanent.
Yes.
So they're permanent. They can change colors.
Which is why some people like them.
Usually anything to black. So you have examples of your platinum black line. Rohr & Klingner is famous, Scabiosa, Salix, the two best-selling iron gall inks there are probably right now. Stipula has a couple.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, absolutely safe to use in your fountain pen. I wouldn't, don't leave it in your pen.
I consider them to be a little more high maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of be mindful of how long you keep it in there. Make sure to clean it out. If you're going to put the pen away, don't keep the ink in there. But you should do that with most inks anyway.
Same rules I think you apply to any pigmented inks, you know, your Kibagori, Seiboku,
Shimmer.
Your Shimmertastics, your Shimmer inks, you know, your Zirbon 1670, 1798 inks. Yeah, don't leave it in your pen too long or you might have an issue. But absolutely safe to use. Absolutely. So
cool. Anything else?
Cool. I think that's it. It's real brief. We're actually on our way out to go to Chicago. So
we just have to load up the cart, load up the car, bring more stuff down, and then I don't even remember what hotel we're staying at this time.
Yeah, I don't know.
But
we just get there and I hit the button.
You know, we have a lot of fun kind of exploring, trying new restaurants, and we've met some really cool people. So it's been
some very
fun.
Interesting Uber drivers.
Oh my God, yeah, Uber is a trip. And at 6 a.m, there's no traffic.
Nobody in Chicago at 6 a.m. It's pretty crazy. So anyway, that's it for this week. If you're gonna be in Chicago anytime in the next couple of weeks, yeah, just send us an email or a message. And you know, if you're going to be in town just for a day, we can work around the schedule or let you know when we're around. We're not officially open yet, but we're more than happy to let you in and have you browse around and take a look. But anyway, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
And Chicago. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.